Hello, sisters. Sister Amon from don'tperish.com. Hey, we're back again, and we're looking to do Proverbs 31 verse by verse again. And this is going to be, verses 25 through 28. And like we've done before, I'm going to read the scriptures and then go through, pick out the keywords, look at the meanings, and then kind of summarize it again and maybe just share some thoughts with you. So let's get right to this. 25 through 28. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. All right, so let's start off with strength. It means boldness, might, and power. And we know it can refer to both physical strength or like an inner quality. Excuse me, because that's, we see the inner quality is what it's referring to here. And we talked about her physical strength and the stamina to keep up on her good works on some of the previous audios. And now we're seeing that it's like an inner quality of hers, which helps her keep going. Yeah. So praise God. That's awesome. Honor means magnificence, ornament, splendor, glory, excellency. I love doing this because I like to sit there and ponder on these words. So we look at one word, honor, and then we see all these other words that mean it, honor, and then we see the depths of each of these words. I mean, it's just wonderful to ponder on God's word, see the depth, and it helps us grow and mature, doesn't it, in all this. So anyway, I thought what we would do is look at some of the reference verses of honor to get an idea. When I say reference verses, I mean, I just took the Hebrew word for honor and I put it in the search, and then I was looking to see what scripture verses, and I found a couple of them that we could use to kind of give us an idea what it means. 1 Chronicles 16:27. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. And this is talking about the Lord. And it's talked about honor there, so it kind of gives us an idea. Psalm 29:4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. And in this case, majesty is the same word used for honor. So those kind of help us give us an idea of what honor would be. There's other ones like, when you look in the Hebrew meaning of it, there's other descriptive words too, like in the verses that you can query on and then go read the verses. And I just wanted to read them. Majesty, beauty, comeliness, beauties, excellency, glorious, and goodly. Now, underneath those words is the same Hebrew word, and it gives you a whole bunch of other different scriptures that kind of reference it. So it could be like a big long trail of depth and wisdom. I love that. So anyway, let's move on to clothing. We already know what that is. That's literally a garment. But also in this case, it could mean like something worn, not just the actual piece of clothing itself, because it's something we can put on, and it could be physical or figurative. And in this case, it's not necessarily physical. It's more of a figurative type thing, because it's like a characteristic that she is, or she does, or she becomes. She kind of puts it on. Yeah. So we'll probably talk about more of that as we go through the one after we put this all together. Rejoice. All right, now this one's interesting. This rejoicing, it means like a laughter or to play or mock or make sport. And I have to say, in a previous audio, I think it was a sister sharing audio, I said, hey, we talked about that in Proverbs 31 about rejoicing, meaning to laugh at or mock at. She's mocking the time to come. We hadn't gotten to it yet. It was coming up. So anyway, I just kind of wanted to make a little correction in that. So she, who is prepared for all things, she's kind of laughing or mocking at anything that could come. What that means is, obviously, we know she fears the Lord. She trusts him. So she's not worried about all that, because she's not worried because she has the Lord and she trusts in him and fears him. She's also not worried because she's taking care of everything that she's supposed to be doing. So that's awesome. And yeah, I guess I kind of find it interesting that they use the word rejoice instead of what the real meaning is. I guess that's just an interesting translation for it. But anyway, it's good that we go through all these so we can get the depth of it. moving on would be wisdom. And that means like skillful or shrewdness. And today we might use the word smart or discerning or some of those other words like that. Tongue. So we know what the tongue is. It's in the mouth. So basically it's referring to what she says. And we know, well, wait, let's go read it. Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Yes, we know what's in her heart, right? And we'll talk more about that. And we're going to move on to law, the word law. It says precept or Pentateuch. Direction or instruction. So we see it's something really important, like a command to be obeyed, the law of kindness. So it's important to be kind, and she does. And what is kindness? It's goodness, mercy, faithfulness. That's a big word to encompass all that, and sometimes it's really hard to do. And maybe that's why it says law of kindness. Kind of makes you stand hard on being kind, even in the hard situations, doesn't it? Sometimes we have to kill our flesh, and it's not always easy to be kind. So it's good to have the law of kindness on our tongue, because it means what's in our heart? Kindness. That's what I want. Looketh well. That means to look out, spy, peer, keep watch. So it's saying that she's watching intently. She's keeping a watch over, like being a manager. You know, you're responsible for all the departments, and whatever happens would make you accountable, because you're responsible for those who you're over and for yourself and whatever's assigned to you. So, yeah, that's quite a responsibility. So she's really watching over that. Edith, or eat. We know what that is, but these words here are deeper. Consume, devour, or feed on. And it's an interesting word to use in this verse, in the context, I think, because it shows a really good meaning. She's not feasting on idleness, which is the next word. So she's not eating it or devouring or feasting on being idle. And idleness is sluggishness and laziness, and we definitely know that's not her. All right, moving on. Blessed, or blessed, some people say. And let's see. This one, blessed. It means straight, prosper, happy, guide, lead. Now, I had to really sit there and ponder on this, because that's a lot of words to describe what blessed is. I think right off the top of my head, I would have said blessed means things that I've received, or good things in our life that we could be thankful for, which is part of it. But then these are other interesting words to describe it. So I thought we'd look at a few other references of the same Hebrew word, and meaning a few other, I think I got like three scriptures we're going to read. Proverbs 23:19. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in thy way. So the word guide is the one that we're looking at, would be the same Hebrew word as blessed. That's interesting. Isaiah 9:16. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. So in this case, the word is leaders, the same Hebrew word as blessed. And Proverbs 3:18. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. And this one, the same word for blessed, is happy. And so it has a little bit of varying different meanings in the Hebrew words. So it's pretty awesome. Anyway, let's move on to praise. Well, it says praiseth, but we'll say praise. It means to rave, shine, or boast. And of course, we don't want to do that about ourselves, but others can do it about us, just like we see her husband doing that about her. And so this is what I would encourage you to do. Go look up the Hebrew word and then do a search in Psalms, and you're going to see a lot of scriptures in there about praise. And yeah, that's interesting. So I'm not going to read all them. I'm just going to let you do that. So anyway, I think we caught most of the main words in there. And we're going to read the scriptures again, and then we're going to put this all together. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praise her. So now we'll go do what we've been doing and put the meanings in there. Strength, boldness, might, and power, and honor of the ornament of a splendor, glory, and excellency are her clothing and what she wears. And she shall rejoice, laugh, or mock, or make sport of the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, skillfully, and with shrewdness and discernment. And in her tongue is the law, precept, and instruction of kindness, goodness, mercy, and faithfulness. She looketh well, she keeps watch and spies on the ways of her household, and eateth and consume and devours not the bread of idleness, sluggishness, or laziness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, straight, prosperous, and happy. Her husband also, he praiseth, boasts, shines, and raves about her. So that's a lot. What do we see? We see a bold, strong woman who clothes herself in what? In this case, the clothing was ornament also. And it kind of made me think about 1 Peter 3, the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, like the holy women of old. And we see what her ornaments are. They're like strength, boldness, might, power, and I think splendor, glory, excellency, and a whole lot more. I can't think of them all. I'd have to go page back through and pick them out. There's a whole lot of them. Yeah, and I love this. She laughs or mocks at the time to come. And we already talked about that. She's not fearful what's coming in the future because she's prepared today. Like, she's laughing at it like, no big deal. Or, hey, here's one. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm ready. I love that. And she's got a heart of kindness. I love that. It's part of her. It's what's inside her and who she is and what she does. And she shares it with everybody in her life. And we can see the evidence of that because her children and her husband are praising and calling her blessed. That means she's sharing it with them. And I have to, this just kind of popped in my head, being kind. You know, right when I was born again, I came from a world where I was a woman striving to raise children and raise up my career, you know, climbing up the corporate ladder and all this other stuff. And it turns you, it's a wicked world. I got turned into a monster that I never wanted to be. And I was so thankful to be set free to serve the Lord and be what I knew was inside me, but it had to be covered up. And you have to be tough in this world without the Lord anyway. With him, we get to be strong with his power. But anyway, I remember pondering on kind, being kind and what the depths of it was. And I didn't even know it was in Proverbs 31. I didn't find that for quite a while. Boy, did I love this when I found it. So anyway, kind is not something that just comes naturally to people, you know, unless they're trained, unless they're raised that way. I wasn't raised with kindness in the house or people treating each other in a nice way, really. I mean, it was all like superficial. I mean, it's unregenerated people. What do you expect? So I don't know. I guess I was just pondering that the other day. You know, a lot of people might think some of these are just a given. And maybe for some of you sisters, some of these characteristics and traits might be easy and some of them might be hard. And then you get a sister that goes, oh, those are hard for me and these are easy for me, you know. So we don't want to like compare ourselves to anybody, but we can certainly compare ourselves to the scriptures and strive, like we're to strive to be holy, mature, perfect. So we could do that. But anyway, where was I? Oh, we're talking about her being kind. And so what we also see is she keeps a really good watch on everything in her house, and she's not lazy in it. She makes sure she's in charge and everything gets done, kind of like we were talking about. She's the manager of it all because she's responsible for it. Her husband's going to look at her like, how come everything isn't done? Or if you got helpers, we know she has handmaids. And so, yeah, she does a really good job. And, yeah, here, her children see her straight on with her duties. Yeah, and that's kind of the way I see it. They see her as a leader and being, I like that word, straight on and pressing through. And she's just a really good example and a leader or something. And she's happy about it. And we learned before that she does things willingly and with delight. I love that word. And we see because of all this, because she's faithful and obedient and she fears the Lord and she obeys him and she does everything unto him heartily. We see her husband is raving and boasting about her. And remember, he's known in the gates of the city. And it's kind of interesting to think about who he might boast about her to. You know, it's something to think about. He sees all the good she's doing, and that says a lot about her. And looks to me like he doesn't really have anything to complain about her. Like we learned, his heart doth safely trust in her, and she'll do him no evil all the days of her life. So that's pretty awesome. And so she's not just sitting around whining about all the work she has to do. She does it with a really good attitude, and everyone sees that. So kind of takes away all the excuses that women can have, right, for not being able to get things done. And it's not all about doing things. It's just doing everything, even over and above what you're capable of doing. You just do the best that you can in what you're able to do. And so we need to have a good attitude about it. So anyway, I did want to mention, you know, going back to the husband praising her. Just because we see that in the scriptures doesn't mean that if you are a diligent, godly woman doing all the things that you're supposed to and you're obeying the Lord the best that you can and you're taking care of everything and say you're really modeling after the Proverbs 31 woman in your whole household and managing it and doing it all to the best that you can or whatever, that doesn't mean you're going to have a husband that's going to rave about you or brag about you or even acknowledge it or maybe not even thank you for it. You know, if you have a godly husband, I would hope he would. And there are ungodly husbands that they're not even born again, and they do. But on the other hand, you could have some that don't. But we got to remember, sisters, if that's the case with you, we do all things to the Lord and not for man. And man just kind of reaps the benefits of it all, right? And so we don't want to get disappointed. We don't want to be looking for praise or raving or boasting or accolades or our children calling us blessed or any of this stuff. We want to be a good shining light and a witness for God first. He knows it all. He sees it all. And that's where we get our satisfaction of a job well done. When we lay our head down at night knowing we did everything that we could for him, and not just physically, but serving him and killing our flesh and being obedient and praising him and being thankful and content, all of those things. So that's what we want to do. So anyway, I think that's it for that. And the next one is going to be verses, well, it's going to be the end, it looks like, 29 through 31. If the Lord gives me more days, I'll be doing that within the next, let's see, I think we got some travel and some things possibly lined up for tomorrow, so I'm not sure if I'll get it done tomorrow, but it will be as soon as I can get it done, if the Lord gives us those days, of course. So anyway, hold fast, sister saints, and keep striving on, because he's worthy, and thanks for going through this with me. I've really appreciated doing it, and let's see what the rest of our night brings, and stand strong. All right, may God be praised.